I'll be honest with you, I'm still enjoying the win. It doesn't erase 3-13, but it really feels good to win. We just had a team meeting. You know, we talked about the game and the things we did, and that was fun talking about it. We talked about going forward, you know, exit physicals and exit interviews and all those things. And now we're on to, now we're on to the off season. And so, to me, you know, I didn't say it to the guys today, but, you know, there's 19 other organizations having the same meetings today that we're having. You know, they're a little disappointed the season's over. 1 month from now, there'll be 11 other teams that'll be disappointed in the way their season ended. And there'll only be one team standing that'll be content, happy, jumping up and down. And then the next day, or February 5th, I think it is, all 32 teams will be 0-0. It'll be a new season. Everybody will be trying to do the same thing, which would be bring us the Super Bowl trophy home to their organization. So those are my thoughts. I am happy with the way things went yesterday. I was really proud of the guys, the way they played. We handled the elements real well. Rushing the ball the way we did, playing third down on defense the way we did, I was really, really proud of the way they did. It was New York Giants football, in my opinion. 18-10, we win, and everybody's feeling good. So having said that, I'll open it up.
Did you schedule an interview for that?
None of that has even been talked about. Dave and I have been just kind of focusing on getting to this year-end meeting, and that's what we did. We knocked that out, and boom, I'm right here. So I don't have anything to report on that end.
What was Dave's message to the team?
A lot of good things. I mean, you know, I won't get deep into it. It's a question to ask Dave, but I thought he was great. He was being Dave, and I think that's important, genuine, authentic, and he had a great message, and I'm sure at some point when you get a chance to talk to him, he can convey that to you.
Sorry. Considering, you know, how you got thrown into this situation, do you feel like you got your sea legs back, you know, as a head coach?
That's an interesting way. Two things when you said that, thrown into. I caught the wind of that and getting the sea legs. I will tell you this. I was honored to do it. I did not want that to happen. I want to keep saying that because I had a great deal of respect for Ben. But I will say this, that when it did happen, I certainly felt so much more prepared, even though it was right in the middle of it, than I did on that day. I flew from New York to St. Louis and had the press conference there, and I remember going up to my office and then sitting down at my desk and saying, okay, what do I do now? You know, because it all just comes at you and you got to move. So it was more comfortable that way. I wish we had better results, you know, in the win-loss column, obviously, but was proud of the way the guys functioned and operated.
What can you say about the guys? What stood out to you during this month? It was a very difficult month, obviously, but you guys put up some solid performances like yesterday, keeping the Philadelphia game close. What can you say about the way the team responded over this month?
Well, I mean, that speaks volumes there. I go back to 10-10 in the Cowboys game with 7 minutes left. That says a lot, you know, after coming off a really hard week. Everything changes. And look, you know, guys that play in this league, for the most part, are young. You know, we're not talking about guys that have been doing professions for a long time, and yet – But that was not easy on them. Yet they picked it up. We acted like pros. The coaching staff did a great job. The people in the building did a great job. We were able to function in a game. We were swinging at the end and then kind of lost it a little bit. The Philadelphia game was impressive. You know, I wish we had played better defensively. But we're right there at the end of the game with one play. We could win it. You know, didn't play quite as well down in Arizona. But this game here sure felt good that we could have found a way. I would have felt very empty if we had gone through this month of four games and not having been able to come away with a win, because it is a result-oriented profession, and it was good to at least get that win one time.
What about the way your fellow coaches responded, guys like Sully, guys like Coach Mara? How do you
think
they responded?
I thought Sully was great. Dave did a great job when he had to step in for me. I mean, all the coaches. I mean, just trying to keep your guys, you know, look, with the season it was lost in a lot of ways. There was no playoffs to look forward to. Guys were being professionals, and everybody's playing for their own future. The coaches are doing the same thing. So I thought everybody acted professionally.
How good did you feel for Eli after what he's been through to end the season on a win?
Yeah, no question. I waited there to give him a big hug because I was really happy for him. Getting a win for all of us is important. I mean, but the quarterback especially. And I was, you know, it was at Giant Stadium. We won, you know, we win the game with him taking three kneel downs. It ruined our rushing stats, that was the only thing Sully was. That and when he was on the headset, Sully goes, He goes, I know this is the right thing to do, but I hate the fact that this is going to go against our red zone stats, you know, in <they're> school. I could appreciate what he was saying, but you know, we're all enjoying the end of it.
You said the rushing stats. Were you aware that Darqua, like what he needed for that big bonus?
No, not at all. I just know when we got out there and he ran the long one and Wayne Gallman was running it and we kept running it. And 44 rushing attempts is pretty impressive. And the offensive line that went in there, the guys that, you know, I think Robbie Leonard, Robbie Leonard works our offensive scout team, you know, during the course of the year. And I believe that the five offensive linemen that finished this game were all guys that somewhere during the season, or at least earlier, were really scout team or look team guys. And so that was impressive. Eli got us in and out of some plays and helped that. Guys stayed on blocks, runners ran the ball hard. It was really good. It was impressive.
What do you do these next few days while everything's kind of in flux? Do you provide input into the player evaluations? I mean, what exactly?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. That's pretty much the focus right now, and that would be the focus of any organization right now, is to evaluate your team. Mistakes, what could have been done, what could be done better, changes. And I'm here to help Dave right now, and we'll work through the rest of it. But the coaches are doing the same thing. We're going to get together with Ken Sternfield and Matt and try to get all those evaluations going forward right now.
What was it like for you to deal with? I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened here. Three of your guys got suspended, and even at the end here, you cut Bobby Hart the day before. What was that like for you?
None of us want to go through that. I don't clump them all together. I don't see it as a. They're all isolated incidents, in my opinion. And good men involved. And we recovered, in my opinion, from all of them, guys. I mean, there were learning moments in all of it. That's the part I take away.
Does that wear on the team? Keep having isolated incidents?
Yeah, you'd have to ask the players that. I mean, as coaches. Well, I think we work through it. I mean, look, everything's not going to be perfect. And so you expect that. And when, as professionals, when there's a bump in the road, a hiccup, you're supposed to react to it. And do it professionally and move forward. And I thought we did that for the most part.
So what exactly happened with Bobby Hart? We haven't had a chance to ask you yet.
We needed a spot to get two offensive linemen up. You know, I could go into all the possible scenarios, but that was the one that was set in front of us, and that's the one we made.
But he was just starting right tackle for a good portion of the last two seasons. I mean, it seems
but he wasn't able to play. He was hurt. He had an ankle. He was not going to play in the game. And that was kind of the reason. I mean, he was not going to be able to play in the game. We had to find a spot. It was hard to find three roster spots on a Saturday to get through the game, to be able to get people there. So we made that decision.